6:53. Oh, weight loss. Hey, it's something we're all thinking about. At least most of us all the time. And you have questions about it, we got answers for you. From Weightless MD and Wellness, Sherry Stoka is here. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. If you have a weight loss question, 262-694-1050. Mr. Question Man has gathered several from the rain barrel this morning, so no time to waste. Let's get right to it, Mr. Question Man.
Okay, the first question says, my husband insists that he can just eat what he wants, and because he's active at work, he'll burn off any extra calories. But I read online recently that our
bodies...
Sounds
like the husband is mocking someone there.
But I read online recently that our bodies adjust based on calories burned. So can we really outwork the calories we eat?
Do you guys want to answer that one?
I'm going to guess no.
I'm thinking no on that one.
From personal experience, no.
Yeah. So great question. But unfortunately, I think it's important to look at, number one, the person's BMI. You know, we can't always assume that a normal BMI means a healthy state, right? So you really have to look at the person, you know, are they on lifestyle, you know, medication, lifestyle disease medication, high blood pressure, cholesterol, you know, that type of thing. So kind of looking at their overall health, I will say being active during the day is absolutely one of the best things for the human body. You know, studies show that can be almost more effective than going to the gym every single day. But you have to also realize that people that go to the gym every single day are also overweight and can also be obese. So it is about the food that you put in your body, and that is, at the end of the day, what it comes down to.
All right, Mr. Question Man, I've spiked my morning coffee, which leads us to number two here.
Do I have to kick alcohol? Apparently Bill isn't. Do I have to kick alcohol if I begin a weight loss regime?
Okay, so, you know, again, kind of a loaded question.
Loaded,
you know,
I think
loaded question. So, you know, what is the alcohol intake for individuals? You know, is it a healthy intake of alcohol? Is it, you know, is it not? You know, is there a problem with alcohol? So I think it's important to know that alcohol can absolutely be part of a healthy, you know, a healthy diet, healthy life. But when you're actively trying to get yourself in a healthy state and you're on, you know, a more restricted plan, it's probably best to avoid it during that time.
All right. But if I want a glass of wine with my dinner on a special occasion, it's not going to kill me.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, yeah, in moderation even a glass of wine a night, you know, is going to be fine as long as, you know, you're doing other healthy things.
That's right. I've been using that antioxidants excuse for a long time, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah. I mean, there's benefits to red wine, for sure. I mean, I won't get into that, but again, it's the amount, too.
All right. So moderation is a good idea.
This goes from one beverage to another, and our final question, do you have any good suggestions to boost energy in the afternoon without resorting to caffeine?
Well, that's a good one. That's tough, yeah. Especially for guys who get up at 3 in the morning. I mean, mid-afternoon.
Sherry knows of my my issues with afternoon caffeine.
And I guess eating that Snickers bar is out, so a little out.
Well,
there.
You know, and you guys have kind of a unique situation when you're waking up almost in the middle of the night. But I think, you know, people that have this, like, fatigue in the afternoon, it really comes down to what is causing the fatigue. You know, is it what you're eating earlier, because if you're eating a lot of carbohydrates in the morning or the early afternoon, you're going to have a sugar crash. You're going to be tired. You know, what are the other habits? There's certain foods that cause fatigue. You know, if you have food sensitivities and you don't do well with a certain food and you're eating it every day, I mean, studies after study shows that it causes us to get very tired. So look at the diet first, you know, kind of look at what you're eating prior to that crash. And that usually is, you know, focusing on what the imbalance is, because honestly, you know, there really isn't anything that's going to sustain energy. I mean, caffeine obviously can help, but it's not the healthier way to go about it.
Yeah, caffeine is a good temporary fix, but long term, that's probably not your best bet. If you're tired, try to get a nap in. That's at least, Sherry, that's what I try to do.
I love naps. I know.
You know, it used to be, there used to be a real stigma about taking a nap, no matter what time of the morning you get up. But I think science, and maybe you can attest to this, Sherry, maybe science now has said, yeah, it's okay. Because we're sleep deprived as a society the way it is now. So why not get a little 20 winks here and there, you know?
Well, you know, look at the Europeans. I mean, they got it right. They're healthier. They close their businesses during the lunch hour because they go home and they take their siesta. So, yeah, I mean, it regenerates the brain. I mean, there's so many benefits to it. But, you know, again, for us to fit that in is a little difficult.
Yeah, and they're slamming wine all day, too, in Europe, too.
Exactly. So
I think we need to move to Europe. But I'm going to move over to Southport Plaza because that first visit to Wayless is absolutely free.
Yes, absolutely. And you can reach us at 262-226-2046.
All right. And I'll share some of my spiked coffee with you. If
yes.
It's not really spiked. I made it up. Sherry Stoka, Wayless MD and Wellness. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you.